Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM. We're welcoming to the program today the County Extension Director for Yadkin County, Colleen Church. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm so excited because fall is finally here. That's great news temperature-wise and a lot of other ways, too. It also means some chores, I think. And today, I want to talk to you about fall gardening and landscaping chores. So let's just start with the landscaping end of it, Colleen. Now that fall is here, what are some of the things that we can work on in the landscape?
Well, fall, of course, is our best time for planting. Mm-hmm. So if you've had that tree or shrub or maybe new bed you've been wanting to put in, this is the time to do it. I know I always get spring fever and want to do a lot of stuff in spring, but really fall is the least stressful time for our plants. We're going into the cooler temperatures, which means less stress, less water needs on our plants.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's really a good time to do the planting, better time on the plants. And also for us, we have less watering concerns with the maintenance that goes along with planting.
So cooler temperatures and more moisture generally this time of year. So this is the time to plant the spring bulbs and the perennials. That's it, right?
That's right. If you like the daffodils and tulips, go ahead and get those in so they'll be up and ready for our early spring. Perennials, woody plants, trees and shrubs, mm-hmm. most anything container-wise, container plants that you would like to plant, it's the perfect time. And then while you're doing that, this is a good time to kind of be cleaning up the beds. We're in that transition period going from our summer weeds to our winter weeds, which will be coming on before long. So work on cleaning up all that old summer weed and getting our new mulch layers down to try to prevent the winter weeds that may be coming on. So it's a good time to do some general cleanup and mulching. And then for your lawn, if you haven't done any seeding and you're still planning to seed, go ahead and get that done. This is also the better time to do our seeding. Some people, want to wait till spring, but really if you're trying to seed your fescue or cool season lawn, you need to go ahead and do that in the fall as well. Really earlier this month would have been ideal.
And another advantage to doing it this time of year is it a little bit cooler actually doing the work.
Yeah, I know. It's nice to be out working this time mm-hmm. of year where not so much, maybe a little earlier.
Yeah. Our guest is Colleen Church. She's the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Director, and we're talking about landscaping chores and that sort of thing. And here's something that always puzzles me, Colleen. I never know exactly when's the right time to do it, and that is pruning. Is now the time if you need to prune some trees or plants, now the time?
Yeah, now is really, that's what we want to avoid this time of year. Only light corrective pruning, which we can do any time of year, that's really the only thing we want to do now. So that always includes removing dead, diseased, or broken limbs or branches. We always want to keep that stuff kind of cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Same thing for water sprouts, root suckers that may be coming up. So only very light, minimal pruning this time of year. The plants are trying to shut down as we're cooling off. They're preparing for winter, so we want to let them go to rest as they need to, so we don't want to disrupt them. We typically wait until we get into the really good, dead cold of winter, late winter, early spring, before we want to do any more heavy-type pruning on our woody plants.
Okay, so the pruning time is actually after the plants are completely shut down for the season and sort of in the hibernating mode, right?
That's right. We don't want to disrupt what they're trying to do right now in preparing for winter time. Perennials, though, they are going to start dying back here soon. So those, once they, start that process, we can go ahead and kind of cut those back and clean them up and work in our perennial beds and, again, do the mulching and get all that cleaned up and ready for winter.
I'm going to write this down about the pruning, Colleen, so I don't have to ask you that question again. I always get confused and when's the right time. Our guest is Colleen Church, and we've been talking about landscaping chores. This is the time of year to do a lot of those. So now let's talk a little bit about gardens. What do we do with gardens now?
Well, if you know, if you're kind of done for the year, you don't do anything again till spring, it's just a good time to practice our sanitation, which is very important for especially a small home garden. So get them cleaned up, remove all the old plant debris from the garden, try to get everything cleaned up. If you, you know, don't plant any fall crops, you know, maybe consider a cover crop to plant, something like a rye cover crop, just to kind of help rebuild the soil a little, and it will help prevent any weeds from creeping in on you this winter. If you, you know, like to do manure or compost type applications to your garden, you could go ahead and get those in the fall. And then one of the more important things we really want to do is soil test our garden. So if you haven't done that maybe in a while or maybe never, it's a really good time to go ahead and get your soil samples sent in, so that you can make the adjustments needed and be ready for spring coming up next year.
Soil test really gives you a directive on what kind of nutrients needed to be added to the soil, right?
Yeah, they give you a real specific recommendation of the lime and fertilizer needs based on what you're trying to grow and then the makeup of your soil.
Okay, and here's the next question. Is that soil testing still free here in the state?
Well, yeah, it always generally has been until last year. So last year they started these what they call peak season fees, and they've just announced that they will be implemented again this year. And so from November 25th through March 31st, soil samples, they cost $4 a sample. So if people will go ahead and get those collected and sent in before we get to November 25th, they can avoid those fees, still send them in for free. The only charge is your postage to get them to Raleigh, to the Department of Agriculture, where they actually process the samples. We have the kits in your extension office, so you can come by and pick those up from us. But again, it is the Department of Agriculture that actually processes and runs the samples in Raleigh.
And the kits are free too, is that correct?
Yep, kits are okay. Free. And yeah, just get them in. Avoid that November 25th to March 31st, $4 per sample fee.
You see, folks, Colleen is here trying to save us some money when we want to do something that we really need to do anyway. With their gardening, and you know, even with your lawn and stuff, you gotta do that soil test to make sure you're putting the right stuff on it.
That's right, and you know, just doing that itself can save you money too. You know, if you're putting out more fertilizer than you need, not only is that bad for the environment, it's bad for the pocketbook too. So soil testing it really helps. Helps us all the way around.
Our guest is Colleen Church, the County Extension Director in Yadkin County. Colleen, you have any other tips or maybe just some reminders we could share with folks for this time of year?
Unfortunately, as the cool temperatures come, so do some of these what we call the structural type pests that want to start coming into the homes.
Mm-hmm.
They're also trying to get out of the cold, trying to find a warm place to spend the winter. So here, you know, in recent years, we've had a lot of problems with the new species. The brown marmorated stink bug.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Asian lady beetle. So they're both Asian species that have a similar habit. They have this congregation habit. So that's why they tend to flock in large numbers to homes and structures, trying to find, again, just somewhere to spend the winter and try to find a warm location. So it's that time of year. We're going to start seeing the lady beetles, the stink bugs. Some people, we also have a kudzu bug that's a new pest that showed up a few years ago. So some folks are going to have issues with those trying to come in as well. We see paper wasps also entering homes this time of year. So the best thing that we can tell people is just work on sealing up the home, sealing up the structure to prevent entry. It's really not very practical or effective to try to spray for these things. So just sealing up the structure is the best thing you can do to try to prevent their entry into the home.
And Colleen, I've already noticed some of those stink bugs in my house already, and it's just been a few cool days, so that does not bode well for the coming winter.
Yep, I've seen them at my house too. You'll notice they, you know, like the lady beetles, those stink bugs, they'll congregate typically on lighter colored structures, and then on the warmer sides of the house or structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you'll see them during the day, and they'll be trying to find those little areas that they can sneak in on you.
Yes, they have. Something else that's coming up in November, a litter sweep?
Oh, yes. We have a Yadkin County Beautification Committee, and we held a litter sweep in the spring, so we're holding another one this fall. So on Saturday, November 8th from 8:30 to noon. We will have a litter sweep here in Yakin County. And we want to encourage folks to contact us here at Cooperative Extension. We can help you get the supplies you need to do one in your own community. Or if you want to come out and join us and hit some of the hot spots that we've identified here in the county, we'll have some folks here getting together to go out and pick up some trash and clean things up a little bit.
Terrific. Anything we talked about today, if folks have questions about it, they can call your office?
Certainly, they can call us at 336-679-2061.
And Colleen, if folks want to stop by and pick up those soil test kits, where are you located, the physical presence there?
Here in Yakinville, we're at 209 East Elm Street, which is just past the courthouse, and we're next to the planning and permit building.
Colleen Church, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. Thanks for all the expert information. And folks, if you do have questions, you can always give them a call. Most helpful people in the world, I believe, are the folks who work with the County Extension Office. And Colleen, thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Dan.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.